Welcome to My Shamanic Life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. I'll be offering a yoga practice, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever's supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support. And feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you're nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I pulled a card from Colette Baron Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle deck, which is the deck that I've been working with for about a month and a half now. Really just loving the very whimsical designs of the cards, and the messages that are coming through are really poignant. And today I pulled Badger Spirit, and I love the depiction of Badger because it's this cute little badger with a hat and flowers and feathers, and it's just so beautiful. The message of Badger Spirit is to be fearless and bold, but like many of the cards that I've been pulling lately, I pulled Badger upside down today. And in the reverse position, Colette Baron Reed gives a protection message. And she says, when Badger Spirit comes to protect you, he reminds you that anger or aggression, argumentative behavior, or being pushy or manipulative will not result in a positive outcome. And it might mean that someone close to you has excess Badger energy, or perhaps that energy is getting a little pent up in you. Either way, now is the time to calm down and allow the energy to pass through you. And she recommends going on a hike or a brisk walk to shake it off or dance it out so that you can return to the situation determined and committed, but not so intense that you overwhelm yourself and others. And there's also a reminder in here that when you're relentlessly pursuing something that keeps eluding you, it might be time to surrender up to a higher power and take a little break from that. I was contemplating what that message meant. It's been a difficult week for me. I had a loss, one of our dogs, feeling very saddened. Also had a loss in my wild turtle rehabilitation. And this morning I did get up and I went out for a run, and I really found that getting out and just running and feeling my feet hit the pavement and being out in nature just felt really, really good to kind of let some things go. And that is the message of Badger, to get out and move and reconnect to the earth and shake out that excess aggressive energy. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. There's no judgment around holding that anger or grief or whatever it is that's coming up in you, as long as you can find a healthy outlet for it. Doesn't mean that the emotions are bad. And there's sometimes that anger and aggression are completely justified. And I think, especially today, in this time when so many of us are struggling against systems that seem to be working against us, especially those of us who are advocating for wildlife conservation like I do, or human rights and social justice issues and other environmental issues, where we seem to be screaming at the wall and not getting anywhere, that anger and the frustration can really build up in you. And one thing that I've observed and discussed with the activists that I have encountered through my work with Pachamama Alliance and the Wildlands Network and even in our local groups, is that you can run into that frustration and keep going and keep fighting, and eventually you just burn out. So if you burn out and you just stop and you give up, then we all lose. Because we need everyone who's capable of being in the fight to stay in the fight. And there's lots of ways of being an activist in the world today. And we need everybody at all of those levels, at their healthiest and best, in order to be able to continue this work. I feel really blessed to be able to come to this with a background in yoga and Reiki and other healing work. It gives me an opportunity to support not only myself, but to support my friends and my circles of activists out there doing this work in the world. So when I went for my run this morning and I let my feet hit the pavement and felt myself get a little more grounded, talk to the crows, feeling the air, I was able to let some of that go and also remind myself of what my broader purpose is, what the vision I have for my life and the goals I have for my life are, and that I also need to take time for self-care, especially during the harder times of life. We all have times when things are going really well and we feel good and happy and we're charged, and then life hits us with things that cause grief or anger, depression. I want you to know that when you hit those times, that you don't have to give up everything. And there's nothing wrong with stepping back from the fight, because we have spirit help. And you have the help of all of the many, many people who are doing this good work in the world. And nobody is going to fault you for stepping back from the fight just for a little while and taking care of you. So as I've been talking, Badger Spirit has been speaking to me about what kind of yoga practice it would be good to bring to you today. And I think for about 30 minutes, I'm going to invite you to move in a little yin-yang practice so that we can work with some of that energy that's kind of bubbling up, that more aggressive energy, the third chakra energy, and shift from there into a more yin practice of surrender so you can feel what it's like to let go. So if you'd like to join me, go ahead and unroll your mat. And stand on your mat with your feet about shoulder width apart. Let your arms hang loose by your sides. Send the crown of your head to the sky. Soften your knees. And for a moment, imagine all the weight in your body dropping into your legs and feet. Really press your feet down into the floor. Feel yourself so solidly pressing down that if I was to walk over to you and bump into your shoulder, you wouldn't fall over. You'd hardly give. Feel into that rootedness, that connection to the earth. And also how strong and solid you can be when you set that intention into that very solid base. Start to deepen your breath. Bring the breath down to your navel so that your abdomen starts to expand and contract. The diaphragm is expanding and contracting. Doesn't have to be all at once. Opening up a little bit at a time, breath by breath. And notice what thoughts rise up in you as you stay rooted down and connected to the breath. Notice what thoughts or emotions may have been invited to the forefront by the things that I shared. Let them be. Let them come up into your conscious awareness and then float off. One of my favorite movements for releasing anger, frustration, aggression is a movement called Woodchopper. And bring your hands together in front of you and interlace your fingers. Imagine your hands wrapping around the handle of an axe with the chopping block out in front of you. And you can visualize or sense anything you're ready to chop out of your life is on that chopping block. Keep your knees very soft here. Take an inhale and lift your arms up over your head as if you were raising that axe above your head. And then with a big ha, chop that down and swing your arms all the way down between your knees. Inhale, lift up, take your arms overhead, big breath in. Exhale, ha, as you chop down. The arms swing down, inhale, the interlaced hands go back up overhead. Exhale, knees bend, ha, hinging forward, swing the arms down toward the knees. Inhale again, lift up. Ha, bring your hands down. And do this a couple more times. Let those ha's come from the upper abdomen, from the solar plexus, from the third chakra. Take one more round, big breath in, lift up, exhale, chop down, knees soft. And then let your hands go and come up to standing. Drop your arms by your sides. Notice any movement of energy in your body. Notice how that can really get that energy of the third chakra kind of moving and stirring. You might feel it start to radiate out a little bit. Take another big breath in and reach both arms up overhead. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips. Take the arms out and down in a swan dive. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your hands forward a little bit, your feet back, and arrive in downward facing dog. You might pedal out your heels in this down dog. We're not going to stay here too long. I'm going to keep moving, keep the energy moving. Put a little bend into your knees. Now walk your hands all the way back towards your feet until your heels come down and you're hanging in a forward fold over your legs. Bend your knees deep enough so that you can put your palms down. Walk your hands back up to the top of your mat. Coming back into down dog. Pause there for just a moment. Now walk your feet forward to your hands. Arrive again in a forward fold, this time at the front of your mat. Bend the knees as much as necessary to keep the hands close to the floor, and then place your palms down, walk your feet back, downward facing dog. Walk your hands again back towards your feet. Come into the forward fold at the back of the mat. Walk your hands forward. Come back up to the top of your mat, down dog. Walk your feet to your hands, forward fold at the top of your mat. Place your hands down. Walk your feet back, downward facing dog. One more time to the back of the mat. Walk your hands back to your feet. Hang over your legs. that little bend in your knees, place your palms down, walk your hands back up to the top of your mat. And then from down dog, one more time, walk your feet to your hands. Hang over your legs. Just to get a little bit more of that energy moving. Get the legs really fired up, helping that energy to ground down. Bend your knees deep enough so that you can place your palms down on the floor. Keep them pressing down into the floor. Press your feet down into the floor as well. And as you take your next breath in, lift your hips, straightening the legs as far as you can go without lifting your hands or feet from the floor. And then exhale, bend your knees, let that go. Inhale, lift. Exhale, bend. Inhale, lift. Exhale, bend. A few more. Stay with your breath. Lift the hips as high as you can. Bend. You might feel your legs start to quiver. One more round. And then as if you're just taking off from the floor, press your feet into the floor, lift your upper body, send your arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top, and with an exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Feel your feet rooting down. Pause for a moment, hands at heart. Feel the energy in your leg. Sometimes when I do this, it almost feels like that third chakra, all the stuff that needs to release, just drains out into the earth. Down through my legs, out through my feet. Now take an inhale. Sweep your arms out and up. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips, swan dive forward. Bring your hands to the fronts of your shins and lift halfway up as you inhale, drawing your heart forward. Lift the tailbone up and back so we're activating the legs just like we did in that last exercise. And then reaching down for the floor, step your right foot back into a lunge, curling your toes under. Reach your right heel toward the floor behind you. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, slide your knees apart, drop the hips into this. Keep breathing as you start to stretch open through the front of the right hip. Relax your shoulders down your back. Take another big breath in. Flatten your hands. And as you exhale, step back with your left foot into downward facing dog. Pause there for an inhale. Reach your tailbone up and back and then lift your heels. And as you exhale, float your upper body forward until your shoulders land over your wrists in plank pose. Flattening out, taking an inhale as you reach forward through your crown, back through your heels. And then with your exhale, drop the tops of your knees down onto the mat. Keep your elbows in close to your sides as you lower your chin and chest, keeping the hips lifted so your heart scoops through first into caterpillar pose. And then inhale, draw your heart all the way through until your belly comes down, lifting up into cobra. Hands under the shoulders, heart gently lifted. Point your toes back, press the tops of your feet down. And then exhale, release, press your hands into the mat and come back into downward facing dog. Another breath. And inhale and lift your right leg up behind you. Down dog standing split. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. Coming back into your lunge on the other side. Lift up onto your fingertips. Move your knees away from each other. Drop your hips down into the stretch between the knees. Keep reaching back through your left heel. Relax your shoulder blades down your back. breathe into the stretch. As you take your next exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. And as you exhale, drop into a fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, come all the way up. Take your arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down. Reach out and up. Exhale, hinge forward and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, touch the floor, reach back with your left foot, moving into our sun salutation on the other side. Inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Inhale and down dog, lifting your heels at the top of your inhale. Exhale, float forward into plank. Inhale and plank, getting firm. Exhale, drop to the tops of your knees, drop your chin and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart through, coming into cobra. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog and pause in down dog for a few breaths. Keep pressing your hands down and forward, feeling the rootedness of your hands as well as your feet. Tailbone lifting up and back, lengthening through your sides. As you take your next breath in, lift your left leg up and back. And then exhale, look to your hands and step your left foot forward between your hands. Come up onto your fingertips, inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, step forward with your right foot. Bring your hands to your shins, come halfway up as you inhale. And as you exhale, release back down into your fold. Inhale, come all the way up, take your arms out and up, reach up overhead, bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, drop your hands down to your heart, pausing, breathing. Feel your feet sinking down into the floor. Taking a moment to reconnect in with your breath, noticing the energy, just two sun salutations. How is that shifting things for you? Where do you feel energy releasing from your body? Take an inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, come up halfway and lengthen. Exhale, step your right foot back into your lunge. Hold your lunge. Move your right foot forward just a little bit so it's easier to get some weight into your left foot. Press your left foot down into the floor and float your arms back like you're making wings. Really long out through the crown of your head. Look ahead of you 4 or 5 feet, finding a focal point that's either down on the ground or low down out in front of you. And then shift your weight into your left foot a little bit more. Balance just on the tip of the right toes. Now press the left foot into the floor. Lift your hips, float your right foot up off the floor and take off. Feel yourself flying here. Keep reaching back through your fingertips. Arms are V'd out away from you. Flex your right foot. Start to roll the right inner thigh toward the ceiling. Bring the pinky toe down toward the floor. Draw your navel towards your spine a little bit and keep pressing the floor away with your left foot, as if you could just push the earth away. Be floating, flying in space. Take another breath. Now put a little bend into your left knee. Land your right toes so you land in your lunge. Float your hands down to either side of your left foot. and step back into downward facing dog. Take a breath in and down dog. At the top of the inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, come forward into your plank, shoulders over your wrists. Press back for your inhale. As you exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Drop your chin and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart through for cobra. Shoulders melting down the back. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Breathe into it. As you take your next breath in, bring your right leg up and back. Exhale, step forward between your hands. Move your left foot forward just a few inches. Shift a little more weight into your right foot. And float your arms back, making the wings again, V-ing out away from your sides. Find your focal point out in front of you, but keep it low down so your neck has a chance to be long. Shift a little more weight into the right foot, and then push the earth away. Lift your right hip, bring your left toes off the floor, float up into your flying pose. Draw your navel towards your spine, flex your left foot so your heel reaches back, the tips of all five left toes pointing down at the floor. Take another breath. Put a little bend into your right knee. Land your left toes. Bring your hands down by your right foot and step your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. And as you exhale, drop into your fold. Inhale, come all the way up. Take your arms out and up. Reach up. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Pause again. Take an inhale, reach down, out, and up. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, come halfway up and lengthen, and then exhale, release back down into your fold. This time, keep it nice and soft. Knees soft, let the upper body hang down, relax your shoulders, your neck, so your arms and head are heavy. Very slowly begin to bend your knees. Release your buttocks down to the floor and extend your legs forward. Flex your feet so that your heels reach forward just for a second and let the backs of the heels settle down. Keep pressing the backs of your heels down gently so that your knees stay soft. A nice big breath in. Get a little taller through your spine. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and lean your upper body over your extended legs so your heart is reaching out over your knees. Walk your hands forward towards your feet. Notice when you start to feel stretched down the backs of your thighs. Or in your low back. If it's strain, back up a little bit. Find your edge in your forward fold. Wiggle your sitting bones back. You might even reach back just for a moment and move the flesh to the side. tailbone starting to turn back behind you, pelvis is tipping forward. And then when everything is starting to settle in, then we can come to this place of surrender. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck and allow your head to fall towards your legs. So the weight of your head is going to start to draw your spine long, help move the upper body down toward the legs. Nothing's forced here. Your feet are still flexed with the heels down, but the feet are relaxed. Heels just stay connected to the floor. Bring your breath deep into your body, down into your abdomen so that the movement is all happening around your navel. As we get into these periods of held or advanced aggression, anger, put our bodies into this stress situation. And our endocrine system responds by working the adrenal glands, pumping us full of the hormones that it thinks we need to deal with the situation. And if you can get out and do something physical and burn it off, like we did in the beginning of our practice, then we can clear those hormones from our system. But most of the time in modern life, when we run into these stressful situations, when our adrenal glands start to pump these hormones into our system, we don't get to go burn them off, because we're sitting at a desk writing a letter or making a phone call. And these chemicals are just pumping in our body, changing the way we feel. And sometimes even breaking our body, bringing us into this out of balance state that creates dis-ease. Forward folds are really soothing for the adrenal glands and our hormonal system as a whole. So as you continue to hold here, taking a yin forward fold, breathing deeply, feeling the movement, feeling the breath come in to soothe the adrenals. This is where you surrender. This is where you take all that stuff that's coming up for you, thoughts, emotions, and just give them to spirit. So here, I have this energy. I need to give it away, at least for now, so that I can restore, nurture, nourish myself. So I'm ready to head back to the front lines. take a few more breaths here. As you take your next breath in, lift your head, then your heart, walk your hands back towards your hips. And keep walking your hands back until they're a couple inches behind you. Lean back onto your hands and notice how it feels in your body as you decompress out of that pose. Notice where the energy goes, where you feel flow or circulation. Movement. And honor that release. And bend your knees, put your feet on the floor, and roll yourself down onto your back. Bring your knees over your chest, give them a little hug, you can rock a bit from side to side. And keep your knees over your chest and drop your arms open in a T shape. And as you take your next exhale, draw your knees to the right and up towards your right elbow. Let them roll all the way over onto the right side so that the left hip comes up. Your left shoulder might lift a little bit, let it soften back toward the floor, and roll your chin to the left, looking away from your knees. Soften your shoulders. The shoulder blades, the back of the shoulders, the front of the shoulders. Let the breath flow deeply but relax down into the belly. Take another breath. Inhale and bring your knees back up to center. See if anything came out of square, shoulders or hips. Once everything is realigned, exhale your knees to the left and towards your left elbow. Coming off the right hip, keep both shoulders relaxed and the right shoulder sinking down toward the floor. Turn your head to the right. And breathe down deeply into your twist. Another round of breath. Inhale your knees back up to center. Wrap your arms around your knees, give them a hug. Peel your head and shoulders off the mat, tuck your nose to your knees, curl yourself up into a tight ball, and for a moment, tense, hold. Wrap yourself in as tightly as you can. Take another big breath in, and then with an exhale, melt your head back down onto the floor, release your feet, slide your legs out, let your body just sink down into the support of the floor, the earth. Drop your arms open by your sides with your palms up. Place your head in the middle so that it's aligned with your spine. Let your eyes close softly. Splay your feet open. Relax your toes, your feet, your ankles. Relax your shins and calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Relax your fingers and hands, your wrists and forearms and elbows and upper arms and shoulders. Relax the abdomen and the low back and the mid back, the rib cage, the shoulder blades. Relax your chest, your upper back. Relax your neck, your jaw, your tongue. Relax your ears, your eyes, your forehead. Feel your body relaxed and heavy. Surrendering into the support. And I'm going to leave you here to stay in Savasana, settled into the support, watching your breath for as long as you desire. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.